Hey there. Thank you very much for checking out my blog and coming into this post. When I was a little kid, my mom used to say that phrase all the time. Oh, you've got a spark in your eye. She would tell me that. She would tell my siblings that. She talked about the TV talk show host Phil Donahue and the spark in his eye, the TV news anchor David Brinkley and the spark in his eye. She talked about that all the time, and I knew exactly what she meant. So these days in my work with people, and some really talented people all over the world, the U.S. and Latin America and Europe, many of those people have this in common. They have a spark in their eye. They have a way of looking at the world, a way of seeing things, a curiosity. There's something about the things they notice and the things that they choose to focus on when they're talking on the radio or in their podcast. And this is a best practice example of one of those. This is Dave Williams. He does a morning show in Dallas, Texas. He has done mornings for the CBS All News radio stations in Los Angeles. And before that, he did one of the most successful ever morning shows in Northern California. What I'd like you to listen for here in this piece is how David notices things, first of all, and then he takes those things and he puts them in his writing. I mean, that really is the spark in his eye, the way he's able to put his story together. But then the way he's able to translate that and tell it and share it. That's what makes all the difference in the world. Let's listen.
I had another birthday yesterday. Boy, they really stack up quickly now. On my 40th birthday, my dear older friend Jack Lynn told me, once you hit 40, the years gallop by. He said it with his crisp British accent. You know, everything is more impressive in the Queen's English. Now, 29 years have galloped by since then. Jack is gone now, as are some of my closest friends who were as close to me as my immediate family. My mom passed away just a few months ago. My dad has been gone for nearly 18 years. Sometimes I forget and actually start to grab my phone before I remember I can't call them. But I have questions I want to ask. I want to share my life with them, as I always did. Now, I don't mean to get somber here. Everyone has people and memories they miss. And I'm not depressed by the new number that classifies my life. I just can't stop thinking about it. I'm 69 now. That's incredible. Ask any senior citizen, and they'll tell you the same thing. I don't feel any different than I did 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Some years back, right around the time I turned 50, I think, I began wondering if old people think about death often. I never had the nerve to ask them. And now, I don't have to. I can satisfy your curiosity because I am one of them. I'm in my so-called golden years. Yes, I do think about it, at least once a day. Sometimes more often. But as I said earlier, I'm not depressed or scared. It's not even death that holds my attention, it's life. How much I love it and appreciate it more with each passing day. As I think about it, I remember quite a few birthdays, all the way back to my third birthday, if you can believe it. We had a family birthday party in a public park, and my cousin, little Mike, blew out the candles on my cake before I could. I cried. That's all I remember. I guess it made quite an impression. 2 years later, I remember a birthday party with kids in our family home. I got a neat dump truck and a Zorro costume, among other gifts I don't remember. And when it was over, I beamed with pride and told my mommy, "Now you have a 5-year-old little boy." I really do remember that. I turned 12 in a dump of a cabin my dad rented for us from a newspaper ad. It was almost impossible to find over an unmarked dirt road along the Eel River in Northern California. It was dirty, dusty. There was no town, nothing to do. And at night, we were constantly awakened by trains that passed not 100 feet from the cabin. Now listen, we didn't have any TV in those days, not in a place like that. But we played games. My dad played catch with me. Mom burned my birthday cake in that crappy old oven that probably hadn't been fired up in decades. It was a wonderful week. It really was. Mom, Dad, my two sisters, and baby brother. I still have a picture of us that week, and I treasure it. I was already married when I turned 21. My parents took us to Stateline, Nevada for our first legal liquor and gambling. We played blackjack, and I won. Beginner's luck. Carol Ann threw an elaborate surprise party for my 40th, and I ruined the surprise by coming home from a camping trip 6 hours early. Through the years, the happy memories pile up. And as an old geezer, I'm pleased to report that, well, for me at least, the sad times of my life are mostly forgotten, or at least put into the philosophical perspective we like to call the wisdom of age. The pace of my life has slowed down now. I used to rush through my days. Now I sort of amble along. I really do notice flowers and birds now, every day. I indulge my curiosity with our wonderful technology that allows me to look up answers to any silly question I can imagine. I will never get over that. The fact that I now carry in my pocket a device that can access all the information gleaned through the history of humanity. It's a wonderful time to be alive. See, I love my past, all of it, but I love my right now even more. As my mom always told me, this can be a good day or a bad day. It's up to you. Birthdays come and go, but I have that easy choice every single morning. Now, I know it doesn't work this way for everyone. I know that I'm one of the lucky ones. In fact, Dad used to tell me that my life was charmed. His actual words were, "You could fall in a sewer and come out smelling like a rose." He told me that more than once. So I'm grateful. I'm happy. Happy birthday to you. I'm Dave Williams.